Okay, Chavra. What I'd like to discuss with you tonight is what I'm calling Otzer Beis Din Part 1. Years ago, 14 years ago, in fact, when I was learning Shviyas in the Kol HaOyon of Yeshiva, so I spent the Shabbos in my parents' house, and the Rav of the Shul, Rabbi Wurzberger, Zichrono Levracha, he was, I guess, the Rabbi Emeritus at that time. So Rabbi Wurzberger came over to speak to me about what I'm learning in Yeshiva, say Semoing Shemitah, and we start to speak about the Heter Mechira, of course, because that's like everyone's favorite topic in Shemitah. At some point in the middle of the conversation, Rabbi Wurzberger says, you know, how come people don't make more use of and they don't discuss Otzer Beis Din more? Because Otzer Beis Din seems to be a great way to solve the Shemitah issue. Now, remember, the problem that we have to address is that the Torah says you have to take a year off from working the land, and you take time off from working the land, so obviously the Torah says that Vitzivisas Birchosi, that you'll get extra payrolls and no one's going to starve, but many Rishonim understand that that bracha is only when Shemitah's Doraisa, Bizmanazah Shemitah's Darabonah, so then we have the worst of both worlds. Because not only can you not work the land as an Issa Darabonah, but you also don't have the bracha that's supposed to come. So that the rabbis will bless you. But a blessing of God is presumably worth much more than the blessing of the rabbis. So everyone wants to deal with making Shemitah easier. There's a whole bunch of Isurim that are included in Shemitah. And Lamaisa, we want to relax these Isurim. And Otzer Beis Din, as we'll see, is going to be a way of relaxing some of the Isurim. Okay, let's talk about some of the Isurim in Shemitah.
I'm still thinking about what you said a second ago.
The no bracha, because it's Rabbanan.
How do you get that?
Well, I'll say it like this.
If we say that, that everything is God's word.
Right. But the pasuk in the Torah that says that v'tzivisias birchasi is talking about when Shemitah's Doraisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah is telling us that Shemitah's Doraisa, and I'll give you a bracha.
On the other hand, someone who observes only Dinei Torah and not Dinei Drabonah, I mean, is he entitled to a bracha? Who knows?
No.
So if someone's not Mechal Shabbos Min HaTorah, but he's Mechal Shabbos Min Rabbonon, I don't think he's a
Lamanvodnik. No, certainly not. There's a stuff that can be Eger, maybe such a person is considered Mumr L'Chalal Shabbosos, mm-hmm. right? The fact is, certainly one could make a case. It might not be a compelling case, but one could make a case that the bracha in the Torah is only when Shemitah's Doraisa, when Shemitah's Rabbanon, so perhaps the bracha that's found in the Torah isn't there. Now, if that's the case, right, and we want to also make Shemitah easier. We want to make Shemitah easier to relax some of the restrictions, because if you have to keep all the dinim of Shemitah, kayadua, it could be very onerous. So let's just chazer what some of the dinim of Shemitah are. Some of these are dinim that we've covered already, and some are dinim that we have not yet covered. But Otzer Beis Din will be a possible way of solving some, but not all, of these issues. Okay, so issue number one in Shemitah is the Torah says, "V'ashviyas tishmetena unetashto." There's a chiyuv of hefker during Shemitah. Now, machlokes are poskim, do I have to be mafker the field? Does the field become hefker on its own? But be it as it may, I'm not supposed to guard my field during Shemitah. We spoke about the issur of Meshumar according to Rabbeinu Tan. According to Rabbeinu Tan, if you guard the field, the fruits mamish become usser. Moshe Yishon don't hold it to Rabbeinu Tan, that we discussed. Otzer Beis Din might be a way of saying that, you know what? Sorry that we started before you. But Otzer Beis Din might be a way of saying, okay, you don't have to be mafgir your field during Shemitah. Because it's not your field. The field is somehow under the purview of Beis Din. One could argue that the chiyuv of hefker doesn't exist. And this is a big toelus. Because if I have to leave my entire field open, so I'm worried who's going to come and get my payros. Right? I want v'achlu evyonei amecha. I want that the poor people come and eat. But let's be honest, right? It could be if I'm going to leave my field hefker without a shomer, so the people going to come and eat the fruits are going to be irreligious, even wealthy Jews who don't care about the halacha of how much fruit you're allowed to grab off. They won't keep all the dinim. And then I'm going to think, hey, what am I accomplishing? So Eitzer Bezdin, which we'll have to discuss where we get it from, but Eitzer Bezdin might solve the problem of hefker during Shemitah. Good? Next.
Before Arabs come, is that...
The din of Shemitah is that I want... Remember, we spoke about how there might be a mitzvah assay of eating perishviyah, so at least an isra assay, to eat perishviyah b'kedusha. And if the idea of me being mafker in the field is to enable people to be mekayim, the mitzvah achila, but if Ahmed and Mahmed and whatever come and they eat the peros, so, right, that's not the mitzvah. The next issue that comes up in Shemitah is the din of Ketzira, right? I'm not allowed to gather and to cut the peiros the normal way. I have to employ some sort of shinui when I cut my peiros. Right? We mentioned when we learned the halachos of Ketzira during Shemitah that it can't be that Ketzira is an iser ha'avoda, the same as Zriya. By planting, I'm not allowed to plant during Shemitah. No one's going to say that you can't cut a mashahu of fruit during Shemitah, because you have to eat it. So there has to be some heter of ketzira during Shemitah. The teretz is the Torah's Kohanim says, you're not allowed to cut it in the normal way. Al yidei oitzer bezdin, you can solve the problem and you could cut the fruit the normal way. Right? That's a big kula of oitzer bezdin. There are dinim in perishviyas that I'm not allowed to sell the perishviyas normally. The Soichrei Perishviyas, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah has, Gemara in Kedushin, Sanhedrin, right? You pasol Eidos if you're Soichrei Perishviyas. So selling Perishviyas is a very serious problem. Now, how do I get my Perishviyas without selling them? How do I get them? So, Midin HaTorah, I'm supposed to go to the field and take some fruit and just eat it, no? But in our world, where we live very far away from the farms, if I'm a Yid who lives in the cities, right? Remember, when the Torah was given, it was more of an agrarian society, right? So people lived out in the farm. So v'ochlu avyeinei amecha, you're going to go, you'll walk, you pick a fruit. But I live in Tel Aviv. How do I go and I get my fruits, right? The only way to get fruits, l'chor, is you transport the fruits from point A, where they grow, to point B, where you buy them and eat them, no? That is usually an iser of schayra b'peyishviyas. Otzer Bezdin might be a way of solving that problem. Because the way Otzer Bezdin is going to work is that the Bezdin goes, and the Bezdin is in charge of the field, and the Bezdin is in charge of distribution of the fruits. So they cut down all the fruits normally. They take them to the Otzer Bezdin. Literally, it means to the Bezdin's storage area. And then they distribute them. Now, that lecha ora is a good way of getting fruits from point A to point B. Something that in Shemitah Midin Torah you might not be able to do. But Otzer Bezdin will solve this problem. No? There's other issues in Otzer Bezdin that you might be able to solve, which is called Kedushas Domim. The din is that Shviyas Tofeses Domeha. If I sell a Shemitah fruit, so the fruit remains b'kedushasa, and the money now takes on kedusha shviyas, no? That's a special halacha of Shemitah, that's tofeses domeha. The way...
In other words, it's not b'chula on the money, it's they both retain
they
their
both,
kedusha.
Right, unlike, let's say,
Maser Sheni,
and unlike other things, yeah, that you're pulled there, that the and kedusha right, leaves right, the fruit, right. By shviyas, it's tofeses domeha, and they both yeah, remain kadosh. Yeah. The money is kadosh and the fruit is kadosh. Yeah. Now, Otzer Bezdin is supposed to work in the following way, that I am, when the Bezdin is in charge of my field, the Bezdin is empowered to cut my field, and they'll cut the stuff, we said, in a normal way. We'll learn the Tosefta, we'll learn the source in a few minutes. The Bezdin cuts it normally. The Bezdin then transports the fruits to a different area, and then they sell them. But that's a mistake. The Bezdin's not really selling the fruit. When I buy the fruit from the Eitzer Bezin, I'm not buying the fruit. What I'm doing is I am paying the workers who work for Bezdin for their labor. Bezdin is in charge of fields. Now, you don't expect anyone to work for free. So you pay them for their tircha. No? When I buy a fruit from Eitzer Bezdin, I'm not buying the fruit. I'm just paying the Bezdin workers for their tircha. If that's the case, the kedushas domim that ordinarily would be chal on the money is not chal because I'm not transferring the kedusha of the money onto the fruit. I'm not transferring kedusha of the fruit onto the money, right? I am paying the workers. Now, we'll have to discuss this point in greater detail perhaps next week. This is one of the big weak points in Eitzer Bezdin today. Because if I buy fruit and I'm just paying the workers for their tircha, and I'm not paying for everything that goes into producing that fruit. Usually when I buy an apple, so I am paying for the work that goes into producing that apple all year long, including working the ground, the harisha, including the fertilizing, including, right, whatever goes into producing an apple. I'm not a farmer. I'm not sure what goes into making an apple, but I have a sense that it's more than just paying the workers for cutting it and transporting it. Eitzer Bezdin should work only by paying the workers for cutting and transporting. And the weak point, or one of the major weak points in Eitzer Bezdin, is this nekuda, that the fruits by Eitzer Bezdin should therefore be much cheaper than the fruits are every other year. No? Is that true?
Finding workers who are willing to cut down shemitah fruit might be a little.
Huh?
Maybe you have to pay workers more because they're willing to cut down.
I don't know. But lecha ora, that should be the din Eitzer Bezdin. And the din Eitzer Bezdin should also, in that sense, it should be that we're mekayim shemitah in the sense that the farmer is losing something. Right? We're not getting the same amount of money we usually get. Now, there's another din of shemitah. Called biur. Biur by Perish Shvius means that kala lechaya min asoda, kala le behemtucha min habayis, you have to get rid of the fruits at a certain point when they're no longer available for the animals outside. Machlokes Rambam Ramban, what biur by Perish Shvius means. Rambam assumes you have to destroy the fruits. You reach that point, you have to burn them. Pa'as HaShochan and the Chochmas Adam in his Sefer Sharei Tzedek paskin like the Rambam, but most Jews paskin like the Ramban, that Bir by Perish Shvius just means that at the moment when the fruits are no longer available in the wild, you have to take the fruits out and be mafkir them. It's not, Bir doesn't mean destroying. Bir means a din of hefker. Now, Eitzer Bezdin fruits are exempted from the din of beer. There are other din of Shemitah, however, that l'cha'ora do not apply even to Eitzer Bezdin fruits. For example, Zeria, right? You can't plant the field even if it's Eitzer Bezdin. That's pretty obvious. That would mean, by the way, that you can't have Eitzer Bezdin vegetables during Shemitah, right? You can't plant the vegetables. Fruits have been planted many years beforehand. The tree continues to grow. Right? That's the definition of a tree, the Gemara in Bracha says, that it lasts year to year, no? As opposed to a Boire Pri Adama that you plant every year, right?
Why can't the Bezdin employees plant the vegetables?
Because, we'll have to see, because the only kulos we have of Eitzer Bezdin are about the Ketzira. There's no kul of Eitzer Bezdin on the planting. It doesn't exist. And the Kedushas Peros in the sense of that Peros Shvius, Anitnu La'achil L'shtia, right, that I'm allowed to eat and drink Peros Shvius, but La'achla V'lo L'malugma, etc., I can't use it for refua, that kula also would not apply even with Eitzer Bezdin fruits. The Kedushas Shvius still applies. Now, Eitzer Bezdin emerges from a Tosefta in Shvius. Okay? Tosefta obviously is something that is not included in Mishnayos. And whenever you have a Tosefta that's not found in the Mishnah, and it's not quoted in Shas, you have to question, is the Tosefta Aliba de Hilchus or is it not Aliba de Hilchus? So,
like a
Brisa. Toseftas are codified Brises. Mm-hmm. Right? In other words, Rebbe Ishiya took Brises and they put them in order. That's called Tosefta. The Tosefta says, originally, the Shluchei Bezdin would sit by the gates of the city. Anyone who would bring fruits, Bezdin would take the fruits away from him and would give you three meals worth. And the rest of the fruits they would put in the Oitzer Shebi'ir. Now, what does this mean about Oitzer Bezdin? This is the source of Oitzer Bezdin. Right? This is it. What does it mean? Right? The Tosefta means L'cha'ora, and that word Barishona is obviously a really important word. Originally, they used to do it like this. The Pshat probably is Azoi. The Pshat probably is that the Chachamim saw that people are not keeping Shemitah properly. They're gathering too many fruits. So you know what the Bezdin did? They would chop the fruits from people. They would use their rabbinic power of Hefker Bezdin, Hefker, to take the fruits away. So I come with a big bushel of fruits. I'm by the Shar Ha'ir. I'm carrying my big bushel of fruits to, I guess, sell it in the city. That's what I plan on doing. You know what the rabbis would say? They say, oh, Yanko, you have fruits here. Take three meals. Give us the rest. And Hashem, achnisen also la'oitza sherbe'ir, the rest of the fruits, they are put in the otzer. The Bezdin would keep in storage. Next, higiyaz man te'enim. Once the time for the te'enim came, for the figs, right? The figs came. Shluchei Bezdin sochrin po'alin. So the Shluchei Bezdin hire workers. Now what does hire mean? Fargelt. That means that they are paying their workers. Odrin oisan, they hoe the figs. Osin oisan devela, and they make it into a cake of figs. Vikonsin oisan vichovios, and they put it in barrels. Machnisin oisan la otzer shebeir. And the same thing, kigiyaz man anovim, when it is man for grapes, the shluchei bezin again do the same thing, right? And then after grapes, it says Higiyaz man zesim, the time of the olives. The same thing happens, right? They put it the oitzer shebeir, and then zok the Tosefta weiter. Now I'm at three lines before the end of the Tosefta. Mechalke mehen arvei shapasos ko echad ve'echad b'fi beso. Bezdin would divide the fruit up on Erev Shabbos, give it to everyone according to their own needs.
So Bezdin was the owner.
Bezdin is the owner of the fruits. Now, remember, we know just about Bezdin that Bezdin has a tafkid that they are yad aniyim. Bezdin's responsibility is to take care of the poor.
It's pure Marxism. From each according to his...
to each according to his need. Right? Bezdin is dividing up the fruits based on what you need. And many of the Achrayim say this is exactly why you need a Bezdin to do it, because any issue in Dinei Mamonos that requires a chaluka, that you get this amount, he gets that amount, that's a psak din in Dinei Mamonos. So I'm paskening, you're entitled to six figs, you're only entitled to two figs. Right? This is the source of Otzer Bezdin. Then, Higiyashas beer. The zman of beer comes. Aniyim oichman achar habir. Avlo ashirin de Reb Yehuda. Reb Yosi omer echar aniyim echar ashirim oichman achar habir. Reb Shimon omer ashirim oichman min ha'otzer achar habir. Even though by shas beer usually rich people should not eat the fruits, comes along Reb Shimon and he says ashirim oichman min ha'otzer achar habir. This is the Tosefta, this is the source
of... Rabbi Yossi said, Aniyim and Ashir.
Rabbi Yossi says, Aniyim and Ashirim could always eat Achar Habir. Right? Reb Shimon is saying that even though ordinarily Ashirim can't eat Achar Bir, But by Otzer Bezdin they can. Now,
how does he differ from Rabbi Yossi?
Because Rabbi Yossi is saying it even not from Otzer Bezdin. Right? This line in the Tosefta seems to be like a line in general about Shas Beer. Okay, I mean, that's... When we'll learn Beer specifically, we'll talk about this. Now, this Tosefta is quoted by some Rishonim. It's not quoted by other Rishonim. Again, without getting into such great detail, because there's a lot of words on the page, but the Rash in Shvius, you could look at it, it is like eight lines up before the end of this Rash. The Rash quotes the Tosefta. Ramban al-Hachtoira quotes the Tosefta. No? The Ramban, first of all, this is the famous Ramban in Pasuk Zayin about beer. The Ramban writes that the pshat in beer is not that the fruit is aser b'hano. I'm beginning with the second paragraph of this Ramban. Ve'ein ha'ingin shiva peiris achar bi asurim b'hano'a b'achila, and you have to destroy them. In other words, this is what the Rambam says, that beer means you have to destroy it, like beer chametz. No? Even though some Mishnayim hold that hefker is a kiyum of beer chametz. Beer avoy dezara, for sure.
But it's only Rabbi Yehuda who requires
Sreifa. But even if you don't require Sreifa, you might require destruction in some other way other than Sreifa.
Yeah.
The question is when I am mafgir the chametz, when I do what we call bittul chametz, when I say kol chamira.
Right.
Is that also but some that, sort of kiyum of beer, minatayra, or not?
Midrabon, you have to be mafarara or zarkalayam, right?
Correct.
They're, yeah.
But the fact is, the word beer can mean different things. I'll say it like this. Beer by avodah zarah for sure means destroy it. No? No one's going to say that you can't mitzvah beer avodah zarah by saying kol chamira. No, right? Even if you use the whole nusach of kol nidre to kol chamira. I once tried to do that. Well, one time my chavrusa and I, like, around 3 o'clock in the morning, we were very... My roommate, Tani Kohn, he was my chavrusa later years. My roommate and I around 3 o'clock in the morning. My shakta son-in-law. So we decided that we wanted to try to get a Wexner fellowship to go in to the Bell School of Jewish Music, a Wexner fellowship for the cantorets, because no Orthodox Jew has ever gotten a Wexner for the cantorate. Really? Orthodox Jews only get Wexners for the rabbinate or for education. So we decided that our contribution to the cantor is that we would compose liturgy for those, we compose music for those areas of the liturgy that there's no tunes for. For example, Kol Chamira. And we tried to put together different nigunim for Kol Chamira. This is like going to be our contribution to Judaism. You think these things are funny at 3 o'clock in the morning when you're 20 years old. But the fact is, the Ramban says that beer by Peiros Shviyos does not mean that you destroy it, like the Rambam says by Shemitah, and like we know beer by Avodah Zarah means. Rather, right, because first of all, the Chachomim in the Mishnayos and Temura, they speak about certain items of Min HaNikbar and certain items of Min HaNisraf, and then Shviyos isn't there. Rather, all you have to do is, right, Ela Shud Tzarech Levara Merishuso LaHafkirim LaAniyim ULaChol Adam KeInyan BiArti HaKodesh Min HaBayis, which is by?
No, that's by Masros.
Maisers.
Right.
So in other words, the Ramban is saying that the word bi'ur means, right, that you just get it out of your house. Bi'at yehakodesh min habayis means I get it out of my house. I look for it, I seek it out, and I get it out of my house. Some of the poskim say that the reason why we make a bracha on bedikas chametz, and we say the lashon al bir chametz in our bedika. Everyone asks Akasha, why don't you make a nusach al bedikas chametz? It could be in biblical Hebrew, the word bi'ur means l'chapes, to seek it out and then to get rid of. So when I say all brachos that Abu Draham writes are in biblical Hebrew, it's not in biblical Hebrew and rabbinic Hebrew are two different nuschais.
That's the whole first 3-4 block in Pesachim about the nusach of the bracha.
The nusach of the bracha. When I say lamed, and so how come bedikas chametz and make the bracha al bir chametz, not al bedikas chametz? It could be because the word bir is a word in biblical Hebrew, And the word bir in biblical Hebrew means to seek out and to remove from your house. Bi'arti ha-kodesh min ha-bayis. What?
Shalachas biro, the animal.
So an animal, I'm not sure, there's probably some, Rav Hirsch probably has some etymological connection, which I'd have to find. But yeah, it sounds like it's the same word. I'm not sure what the connection is. That's something for...
Well, the reason we don't say al bedikas chametz is bedikas only hechsher for the beer, right?
That's what the, but lemaisa we often make brachas on a mitzvah when it's not the full kiyum hamitzvah. No, sfiras ha'omer, the real kiyum comes on day 49. I make a bracha every day. No, you can make a bracha on the okay. But I'm just trying to say that the Ramban is defining the word biur by peros shvius to mean to seek out, to search for, and to remove from the premises. That's called hefgar. It does not mean destruction. Let's skip to the next paragraph in the Ramban. Vishono b'tosefta. Then the Ramban quotes our tosefta. That barishono ha'yushluchei bezdin, mechazu ha'pizchei ayorais, etc. And you hire the shluchei bezdin to watch the field, to cut the right oidrim oisamas and devela means that they're going to cut the fruits down, right? They are going to do these activities on the fruits because they are shluchei bezdin, etc. And zok the Ramban that what's the heter over here? The heter is because since the biur means to be mafgir the fruit, so the Ramban writes here. Elo, here, the next paragraph, right? I even underlined it for you. Elo ha-peres ha-mechunasun o-tze-bezen einan tzrichan bira ha-shekfer mu-vurarim heim in ha-bayis. The Ramban says if bira means get it out of your house, so o-tze-bezen is not in my house, so I don't need to do bira, right? This is the Ramban. So we saw so far that Tosef is quoted in the Rash and is quoted in the Ramban. Aber in the Rambam, in Maimonides, you do not see Oitzer Bezdin at all. The Rambam never quotes. So Zuck the Radvaz, right? Zuck the Radvaz, commenting on the Rambam, Hishmit HaTosefta Da Yushluche Bezdin Yotzen Lefisha Eina Halacha. Because it's not Aliba de Hilchasa. Inami, Shein Elaba Rishona, Shayusham Bezdin, Otzen Machalkin. Right, it used to be, the Tosefta says Barishona. They used to do it when Bezin was in charge. Bizmanenu, it's no longer true. Zuck the Radvaz that lecha'ora. I mean, it could be I didn't quote exactly the right words in the Radvaz. What the Radvaz is saying is that the Rambam leaves the Tosefta out because if the din of Otzer Bezin is a halacha and beer, and according to the Rambam, beer means Sreifa, so even if it's an Otzer Bezin, you still have to do Sreifa. And it won't help. Now, briskers don't hold the Otzer Bezin because it's not in Rambam. So far, so good. The Rash Sir Leo, the Rash Sir Leo is a Kadmon, he wrote a parish on the Yerushalmi. The Rash Sir Leo there in the ninth parak of Shvius, where this Mishnah and the Rash is, the Rash Sir Leo asks you this, one second. Everyone's been talking about Eitzer Bezdin from the context of beer. But if you read the Tosefta, and the way it's quoted in the Rash and the Ramban, it says that Bezdin hires workers and Oidrinoisan. Oidrinoisan means that they cut down the fruits. No? How are they allowed to do that? Isn't that an Isser Malacha during Shemitah? Osinosan Devela. The Mishnah tells me that I'm not allowed to make Devela from Perishvias. That's an Isser on the Peris. I can't press the figs together. How are they allowed to do that with Otzer Bezdin fruits? Rash Sirlio, if I'd ask the question in like modern terminology, just because you're a rabbi doesn't mean you can violate Isurim. Right? Otzer Bezdin. So you're from the Bezdin. Who cares? Right? How is that matir any iser? Based on this, the Rash Sirli Yotainas, that when the Tosefta says that the Bezdin sends workers to cut the fruits down, they're not talking about the fruits of Shemitah, they're talking about the fruits of Shnas Hashishas, of year 6. That the Oitzer Bezdin is almost like what Yosef HaTzadik did in Mitzrayim. You're going to store stuff up. Bezdin is storing up fruits for the next year. So Bezdin is sending workers to cut down Peiros Shishas, so that you'll have what to rely on during Shemitah. Aye, the bracha.
Right.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But maybe our svara.
Ain't some kind of
right? Ain't some kind of nes. Right, okay, but the Torah tells you it's going to happen.
Right. Right.
Somebody's shown the Sefer Achin L'Kreitz, ain't some kind of nes is only because we're not sure it's going to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu alein in their Torah HaKishribin, right, that you're a lot. So that's. Oh, so now. I brought a sefer here tonight called Manochal Bashana Hashvi'it, Heter Mechira or Otzer Bezdin. What should you eat? Should you eat Heter Mechira fruit or should you eat Otzer Bezdin fruit? So we are saying so far that there is, although the Rash and the Ramban quote it, but the Rambam doesn't. And it could be that the Rash and the Ramban are only quoting it because of their position about what beer is. But then we have a kasha. But what about the Isser Malacha? So the Rash Sirliel says, oh, you know what? We're talking about Perishishis. That's why there's no Isser Malacha. But one could argue that this precisely, and this is a point that Rav Herzog makes. Rav Herzog is the second chief rabbi. No, the first one's a Kohen, second's a Levi, third one's a Yisrael. No? Rav Cook, Rav Avram is like a Kohen Cook. Maybe it's like Isaac Halevi Herzog, and then Rav Unterman is a Yisrael, no? Fine, Ad Kan, right? So now, Rav Herzog wants to say that maybe the heter to cut the fruits down is based on something that we learned already. We gave a shir about the Isser of Ketzira during Shemitah. And the Torah's Kohanim said that when it comes to Ketzira during Shemitah, that you are not min ha mufkar lo here. What is it? Min ha shamor I atabotze, ava atabotze min ha mufkar. That you can't do kitsira, bitsira from shamor, you can min ha mufkar. Now, what did that mean? So there were three or four shitos in Rishonim what that meant. What does it mean I can't cut the fruits down? Rabbeinu Tam's shita is that if it's mishumar, you can't cut it at all. Mishumar is mamish asur ba'achila. Even al yidei shinui, it won't help. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, you have to employ a shinui if it's mufgar. The Rash says that if it's mufgar, you don't need any shinui at all. If it's mishumar, then you need a shinui, and shinui helps. The Ramban says that min ha-Torah, the Rash is correct. That mufgar does not need any shinui. Midrabanan, you need a shinui by mufgar. The Rambam says, I need a shinui both by mufgar and by mishumar min hatayra. Right? Zot Rav Herzog, ga'aynis. Rav Herzog says, oh, you know why the Rambam leaves out Otzer Bezdin and everyone else has Otzer Bezdin? It's not just what the Radvaz is saying based on beer, because Otzer Bezdin has much more than beer, like we began with. Rather, Zuck Rav Herzog, when you want to talk about the Isser of Ketzira, right, according to the Rash, there's no Isser Ketzira whatsoever on Hefker. By Hefker, cut it down normally. Otzer Bezdin means I give it to Bezdin. It's theirs. Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. They say it's Hefker. Gevaldik. Therefore, there's no Isser Ketzira. It's Hefker by definition. Right? The Ramban, Min HaTaira, holds that there's no Isser Ketzira on Hefker. Midrabonon, there is. But Heimamru, they said that, you know what, this is a drabunim, we'll relax for a Bezdin. But according to the Rambam, that there is an Isser Katsira even on Hefker. So Memela, there's not going to be a Heter of Oitzer Bezdin to be Kotzer the Peros, because even if the Peros are Hefker, there's no Heter to cut it down. Not bad. Not bad, Zogt, Rav Herzog. Chief Rabbi, Erken Lernen, comes along the Chazon Ish, though. And by the way, this was an exchange of letters between Rav Herzog and the Chazon Ish in Shemitah of 1952. Shemitah of 1952. I think the Chazon Ish was in 54? 53, okay. So this is the very, and the Chazon Ish and Rav Herzog were writing to each other, discussing these issues together. You should know, just like the brief history of Otzer Bezdin, you know who instituted an Otzer Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael in Shemitah of 1910? Maran HaRav Kook. Rav Kook, the greatest champion of Heter Mechira, was asked by Reb Chaim Berlin. He says, you know what, Rav Kook, in Yerushalayim, they're not going to hold the Heter Mechira. What should we do? So Rav Kook says, do Otzer Bezdin. So Reb Chaim Berlin, based on encouragement, based on Idudo, Shel, Maran HaRav Kook, Reb Chaim Berlin established an Oitzer Bezdin in Yerushalayim. But then suddenly the Pashkevilin began to come out. And the Pashkevilin said, one second, you're relying on kulas in Shemitah? It goes against everything. It's almost like the Heter Hanoda. They wouldn't even call it the Heter Mechira. They call it the Heter Hanoda on the Pashkin. That known Heter, Heter is like in quotes, that no one's going to hold of. So Reb Chaim Berlin wrote letters to the newspaper Chavat Zelot saying that no. This idea of Oitzer Bezdin is based on the Tosefta and the Rash and the Ramban. And it's, right? And it really works. And the Ridbaz, the same Ridbaz who opposed the Heter Mechira, the Ridbaz wrote to the newspaper, the Chavat Zelot, in the Shemitah of 1910, and he says, don't rely on this Oitzer Bezdin either, because it doesn't work according to the Rambam, and the only thing to do is Peros Nochrim. Mamish, the same thing. So between Shemitah of 1910 and Shemitah of 1952, Oitzer Bezdin wasn't done. In Shemitah of 1952, the Chazon Ish encouraged, right, first in Shemitah 45, a little bit. I think Shemitah 45 wasn't such a big deal. Shemitah 52, the first Shemitah after Kom Hamdina, was like tremendous. And the Chazon Ish encouraged Otzer Bezdins. Chazon Ish encouraged Otzer Bezdins. And he had an exchange with Rav Herzog about the lumdus of Otzer Bezdin. Rav Herzog wanted to say that it doesn't work according to the Rambam based on this whole Shtikl Torah, and therefore maybe Otzer Bezdin isn't such a great Eitzah, because it's not based, the Rambam doesn't have it. Comes along Rav Kook, the Chazon Ish, I'm getting tired, and the Chazon Ish says, we're going to have a way of being makel on Oitzer Bezdin, even Aliba de Rambam. Chazon Ish has this in his Sefer Yud Beis Hey and Vav. Basically, the Isser of Katsira, that's our Kasha. How can you be make on an Isser Dereisa of Katsira? I understand the beer angle of it, but how can you make on the Isser Dereisa of Katsira? Comes along the Chazon Ish, he says that the reason why the Torah asks Katsira during Shemitah is I shouldn't cut down normally, because if I cut my fruits down normally, that shows that I'm the Bailam on the fruit. And the Yisod of Shemitah is Ki Li Ha'aretz. It belongs to the Eibishter. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't cut it normally. But if it's Oitzer Bezdin, the pshat is, I'm not cutting fruit because it's my stuff. I'm cutting it Letzayrech Acherim. And therefore, comes along the Chazon Ish, says there's no Isser Ketzirah Min HaTorah if you're doing Letzayrech Acherim. And he has a Chiddush. He says, even if I would go to your field, and I'd cut down your fruits on your field for you, there's no Isser Ketzirah Min HaTorah.
It's making an exchange.
So that, but there might be some isidrapal involved in that, perhaps, to make a swap and exchange. That also might be like schor peirshvius in a complicated sort of way. But the fact is, the Chazon Ish says that the lomdus of Otzer Beis Din is true, even according to the Rambam, because we said there's an Isser of Ketzira normally, according to the Rambam. What's the heter? Zuck the Chazon Ish. The Isser Ketzira normally, according to the Rambam, is only if I am Kotzer Kederech HaBailim, like it's mine. But if I'm Kotzer, not Kederech HaBailim, and the Shinoi, according to the Rambam, everyone asks according to the Rambam, what type of Shinoi is employed by Ketzira? So most Rishonim assume that in Kosen Otzon B'Muktza, the Lashon HaMishnah means I can't use my regular tool. I have to do a Shinoi with a different Pu'ula. But the Rambam has a Chiddush. The Rambam says that the Shinoi that I do with Ketziras Perishvias is don't cut the entire field. Just cut some of the fruits, not all the fruits. Now, that Lachor is a very difficult Shinoi. What's the Hesber? The Hesber is Zuck the Chazon Ish, because when I don't cut all the fruits, that shows I'm not a Bailim. A Bailim, if I own it, I cut the whole field. But if I cut some of the fruits, that means I'm chapping, I'm grabbing, I'm not a Bailim.
You'd never cut the whole field.
Right. But there, I'm not really a Bailim, because I'm taking from your field.
Maybe today you could think with the technology, instead of using a tractor or whatever they use, you hand...
That would be a shinoi according to most Yishon, not according to the Rambam. The Rambam shinoi has to be that you don't cut the entire field. And it's difficult. In Hilcha Shabbos, that wouldn't be a shinoi. If I cut some of the fruits, not all the fruits. The teretz is that the iser is an iser of... Bailos. And the Rambam writes this in Sefer HaMitzvos. In Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Reishchaf Beis, Ulam, the Rambam, I'm quoting from a shir that we gave a few months ago, Yirtza bo lo tikser oso kimosha tikser oso b'chol shana, ela kimisha yikser davar shuhu hefker. Meaning, don't cut it the way you usually cut it, cut it either the way of hefker. So comes along the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish says that, you know what? Oitzer Besim will work even according to the Rambam. Why? Because the Rambam Lashitoso says that the nature of the Isra Ketziris to be a Bailam, if it's Otzer Beis Din, natural and Bailas. Now, beautiful Hesber, Adkan, Divrei.
Darish Tamar de Kruah.
Oh, so Frek, this Sefer, yeah. The Ma'anoch HaBashana HaShviya Sefer, says, one second. Yeah, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs tells me, should be half, that's not Tamar de Kruah. That's not governing. We don't dash in Tamar de Kruah. And therefore, and he says, even though the Radvaz tells me that the reason why the Rambam doesn't quote Otzer Beis Din is because of the Biur element, but Lamaisa, Sof Kol Sof, the Rambam doesn't quote Otzer Beis Din at all. According to the Chazon Ish, the Rambam should have quoted Otzer Beis Din for the Ketzira element of it. And the Rambam doesn't quote it at all. So therefore, he tainus that what? That according to the Rambam, it doesn't help. Right? The Chazon Ish wanted to say that Otzer, by the way, this is something that both Rav Kook and the Chazon Ish agreed about, that Otzer Beis Din helps. But Rav Herzog and the Chazon Ish are having a machlokes whether Otzer Beis Din would help according to the Rambam. Chazon Ish says it helps according to the Rambam. This Sefer Kli Kol Aretz is saying, no, it's not going to help according to the Rambam. You're worried about Hefker, it's a nice drasha. But Lamaisa, no darshin in time of the Kra, like Chazon Ish was asking. So, this is the beginning of the Otzer Beis Din conversation. B'li Neder, next week I want to talk about Otzer Beis Din a little bit more. Again, l'kayim what Rabbi Wurzberger said, that we should look more into Otzer Beis Din as a way of dealing with many of the issues of Shemitah. Yashikon, thank you for coming.